You're now listening to another episode of the 10 Man Podcast. And you're back. We're back for season 7, episode 2. And as you can see from the title of this episode, Solo Leveling is the topic. And must read Solo Leveling manhwa. So, for those of you guys who don't know what Solo Leveling is, it's a South Korean web novel written by Chugong. It was serialized in Kakao's digital comic and fiction platform Kakao Page. Alright, so it was illustrated by Dubu Red Ice Studio. The first chapter in the manhwa form was released, I believe, March 18th, 2018. And the final chapter, number 179, released December 29th of 2021, so just last year. There was 179 chapters total for the manhwa. And right now, there's physical copies releasing with the manhwa volumes. 1-4 right now, released in English so far. I bought the first 4, read them. Then I realized that number 5 wasn't coming out till September, so I just hopped on the webtoons and just read them. But yeah, this series is getting a lot of hype, a lot of notoriety, right? An anime trailer was released. I think it's going to be licensed by Crunchyroll, yep, and the studio is A1 Pictures. So, you know, we can look forward to that. The trailer was really more like snippets of the manhwa art. But, yeah. It was pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. I enjoy the read. So, I mean, just seeing, I guess, full-color art just pan is all right, I guess. I don't know. Anyways. You guys know what manhwas are? Hopefully you guys understood from my little introduction. It's Korean, basically manga. It's, Japanese called their comics manga. The Korean community calls their comics manhwa. M-A-N-H-W-A. So yeah, just for clarification for you guys who aren't even familiar with that kind of stuff. But I mean, you're stopping by an anime podcast, so I assume maybe perhaps you're privy and, you know that information. Gotcha. Okay, here we go. So here's a plot synopsis. 10 years ago, the gate appeared and connected the real world with the realm of magic and monsters. To combat these vile beasts, ordinary people received superhuman powers and became known as hunters. 20-year-old Sung Jin-woo is one such hunter, but he is known as the world's weakest, owing to his pathetic power compared to even a measly E-rank. And for those of you guys that know, E-rank is the lowest rank, A-rank is the highest rank you can attain from being ranked in this whole system, with the caveat of S-rank hunters being like the best hunters in the world, or world-class hunters or whatnot. Anyway, still he hunts monsters tirelessly in low-rank gates to pay for his mother's medical bills. However, this miserable lifestyle style changes when Sung Jin-woo, believing himself to be the only one left to die on a mission gone terribly wrong, awakens in a hospital 3 days later to find a mysterious screen floating in front of him. This quest log demands that Jin-woo completes an unrealistic and intense training program or face an appropriate penalty. Initially reluctant to comply because of the quest's rigor, Jin-woo soon finds out that it may just transform him into one of the world's most fearsome hunters. Alright, so, a little synopsis. So let's talk about Sung Jin-woo. He's the 21-year-old little, world's weakest protagonist, quote unquote, at the start of the series. But he has this strong desire for strength. Okay, so I had some Danmachi Bell Crannell vibes at first, because of that similarity. And then upon that near-death experience, he, you know, goes through at the start of the anime, or as the start of the manhwa, he receives this game-like leveling interface most commonly seen in RPG video games, right? So this is a unique power in the series. He's the only one that has it, and it gives him the ability to continue growing stronger. Because in the current world, once you receive your ranking after getting your powers, like, I guess, gauged, typically, in this world, people will become awakened, right? And when you become awakened, that's when you get your powers, and, you know, not everyone awakens, and not everyone has good powers. But typically, once you awaken, you get your powers gauged, and then now you're stuck in E-class forever if you were just gauged in E-class. But for Sun Jinwoo, you know, he technically has become what they call reawakened, and that's when, like, after you do your initial awakening, some people, like, very small percentage, I guess, in this world, have the ability to awaken again and get more powers. And so that's initially, or essentially, what happens to Sung Jinwoo. And now he has the ability to become an S-class hunter. All right. As far as the character development goes for Sung Jinwoo, he's depicted as a younger looking, like, short boy at the start of the series. Upon gaining his powers, he not only goes through growth in strength, but physiologically as well. So, like, I really thought this was a very, like, not super unique, because, you know, other series do it. But if you compare it to, like, evolution in Pokemon, the Pokemon series, you know, when they level up, they, you know, could essentially become their next form. Or if you compare it to, like, Frieza in Dragon Ball Z, like that, kinda. Alright? So, as his powers grow, he becomes more Chad-ly. He becomes, like, stronger looking. He gets more muscle definition, obviously, when you get stronger, right? But not only that, but, like, he gets taller. His face gets different, or, like, shapes differently. Like, he becomes so Chad-ly, bros. Okay, but spoiler alert right now, later in the series, as Sung Jinwoo has progressed his powers, he also goes collecting monsters that he defeats. So it makes a Pokemon master like me really entertained. I mean, like, it's just like another aspect of his powers that he manifests later on, where he has the ability to, you know, bring the dead back to life into his, you know, army of dead. So that's a huge spoiler. Sorry, guys. I just want to let you guys know about that. All right. But no, I thought it was pretty important to mention that, because, like, for people who, like, appreciate growth, not only in just, like visual strength by, like, the character, you know, performing a certain, you know, aspect of power, but I also like seeing growth, like, in Pokemon, where, like, you know, your little bitty Charmander grows into a Charizard. And so that's what you basically get to see throughout this whole series, is this guy becoming a Charizard. Charizard X, Charizard Y, you know, Gigantamax at the same time. So it's all cool like that. It kept me really entertained on the read, so definitely cool aspect of this series. So this is the one caveat many people complain about with Sung Jinwoo, is like this repetitive formula for getting stronger. It's like he goes into a dungeon, does some stuff, gets new powers. Goes into a dungeon, does some stuff, gets new powers. But, you know, like I said, I'm from the world of Pokemon, right? So, like, literally, that's the repetition that Pokemon has been doing for 25 years. Like, obviously, they do a twist every other time type thing, right? So, for my generation of, anime watchers, we're probably like hand in hand with this, right? But, for some people, that might not be bad. Like me, I don't need to watch 100 episodes of like Naruto not knowing how to do the Rasengan. Like, I don't like, do you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like, it's gonna take forever just to be able to utilize skills. Like, I don't want to watch 300 episodes and then finally Naruto is able to use the tailed beast, Kurama inside him. Like, that's a little too long, bros. Like, right? Or am I wrong there? Like it's cool, like, seeing development over time and stuff, but at the same time, like, now as an adult, like, I need that quicker fix, right? Sorry, bro. Sorry. I got stuff to do, okay? I work a lot. All right, anyways. I won't get into the side characters of this world, but basically everyone's built around Sung Jinwoo. So, everyone has their place and every character has their purpose. I mean, all the characters are pretty unique in amongst themselves, and then they do present options for Sung Jin Woo to either utilize them or not. So, like, Sung Jin Woo, like, over time, he becomes not only stronger, like, with his powers, but then mentally, like, being able to grasp a lot of situations, be able to, like, spear front, like, everything to his will, right? So he's able to just take life by the horns, so to speak, right? So, I mean, I really appreciate that aspect of his character development, because sometimes in animes you still get that whole, like, by the end of the anime, like, the MC still doesn't believe in himself type thing, and I'm just like, bro, you just done killed everyone, and like everyone acknowledges you or whatnot. Like, what else is there to be worried about for, like, in your, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just saying, have some confidence. I appreciate that when a character, like, this is, I'm sorry to just go everywhere. I'm like, this is like light stuff from Death Note, man. Like, he's able to, like, situate, like, utilizes powers, but then at the same time utilize, like, everything outside of the powers, like, utilizing everything he's gained because of the powers properly, like, as a proper mogul of some sorts, right? As a proper someone who's, like, deserving to be the MC. Like, sometimes I don't need the MC to be like some weak dude. Wait, hold up. What am I saying? Some weak dude? Obviously, this is like an OP anime. A lot of MCs end up becoming OP. But what I'm saying is, sometimes I don't want to just, like, feel like the MC, where I'm powerless, I'm weak, or whatnot, right? Like, and a lot of times, a lot of animes, mangas, manhwas really hammer home, like, the losers in us, right? Where we just want to not be losers anymore. And I like seeing a good superhero movie type thing. So this is along those lines, right? But anyways, everything in the manhwa is shown and not told, which is very well done in my opinion, because exposition in a lot of stories like mangas and animes can sometimes be a problem with plot devices. Like, cheaply spouting off references out of nowhere to give characters the info they need. But Solo Leveling does not do that. They utilize all the tools in terms of, the world, the characters, the interaction. It's just really well done in terms of the whole story like that. But anyways, to go o over the story a little bit more. Unlike many shonen anime and manga that I've read from Japan, the story isn't dragged out. That's what I want to hammer home. I do not imagine that this anime will be longer than 100 episodes. In a world where One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach exists, I definitely welcome that, right? I mean, like, 179 chapters is what I read in one day, personally. And the story has no fat. It gets to the point, and world building with modern world societies exists. Okay, so that's cool because there's Japan, America, Korea, Canada, excuse me, like different countries in Europe or something like that. But I know this has been like a controversial topic for Solo Leveling, is like the whole like Japanese hate, I guess. I didn't really see it when I was reading the manhwa. Maybe like I'm more worldly open, I guess, in terms of my mindset, and or but just ignorant, because I guess I know Korea and Japan have their conflicts since 1910. Thank you, Kim's Convenience, for the shout out. Like they just don't get along after all this time, and apparently a lot of fans are saying, a lot of the Japanese fans are saying that, the manhwa depicted Korean or J the Japanese as like heartless people, but it was more like certain characters from that country were heartless or whatnot, right? But it's more like I feel like when you blanket statements like a whole race because of a handful of people, that's kind of like, a no-no, right? You can't just like punish a whole race for the wrongdoings of a few, right? Like that just doesn't, I mean, like that's very uncouth. I feel like in modern society now, the last couple of years, that's what's been happening, right? A lot of things has been blamed on whole races of people for no, like, not saying no reason, right? But I'm saying for the folly of few, right? And that's just one controversial thing I remember reading up on when I was, getting into this, the meat and potatoes, as you will, of the story. And anyways, this, like I said, the story has no fat. For me, this is important because I'm an adult. I don't want to be 50 by the time this series ends, okay? I started watching, for example, Naruto. This was like my first big like watch. Like before I watched like Initial D, like Dragon Ball Z, Inuyasha, whatever was on Adult Swim, Toonami type thing, right? 'Cause Americans. But like when I started watching Naruto at 13, yeah, I was like, cool. Every week, let's do it, bros. But then it's like every week, it's still like dragging on. Like I just want to see this dude grow stronger already. And so to and it's needless to say, Naruto finished in my 20s, okay? And now with Boruto, it continues into my 30s. And that's what I'm saying. I don't have decades to invest in a series like that. And that's where I really appreciate, the short and sweet series of Solo Leveling. It's action-packed and relentless. It makes you keep reading more. Like I said, there's literally no filler. Many great stories in anime and manga end with no resolution to the MC's real desire, too. It's usually always about the journey. But in Solo Leveling, this story really makes me appreciate achieving goals and not settling for less. It's really a story about self-sacrifice for the ones that mean most to you and getting rid of self-doubt, moving forward with confidence. That's what I really appreciate about this whole thing. I don't want to spoil you guys with too much of like the aspects of, the world system. Like, spoiler alert right here, like how the gods of the world interact with our MC and why the gods chose him as, the one, so to speak, like Neo in the Matrix. Dated reference. Hopefully you guys watch the Matrix. I don't know. Anyways, that's all I gotta say about the story. It's really great. Really short and sweet, no fat, long enough that, I felt like, I want to keep reading, And since I knew there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I just powered through, right? But anyways, the art style, this is the real selling point of Solo Leveling, all right? Compared to many manhwas or mangas I've read, it's fully colored and sharp details. It really pops. It stands heads and shoulders above many stories I've read in the manga manhwa format. Action scenes are really well depicted, with a lot of whoosh, kabang, shpling, shling, kawang, kling. There a lot of tone and depth really shine through, especially when establishing an ambience for like scenes like in dungeons and stuff. And then weapons are well designed, and definitely the cold, heartless eyes that Sung Jin Woo portrays when he's oozing with powers. That's like chef's kiss, bros. All right. So if you like, fantasy worlds, RPG leveling, like Pokemon like monster collecting, this story is for you. If you want to be satisfied to completion because the MC actually becomes the strongest in, a shorter amount of time, this story is for you. It's not dragging out at all. If you're looking for the next best thing, especially before the anime hype becomes real next year, this is for you. Solo Leveling is a must read, all right? 10 out of 10 stuff, okay? That's I give Solo Leveling a 10 out of 10 on 10 Man Podcast, guys. So yeah, if you guys enjoyed today's episode, feel free to visit the Facebook page, leave me a like there. Check out Act Fresh Studio for some YouTube contents that I've been working on with the homies. Also, stay safe. Stay hydrated. It's kind of hot outside, especially here where I live. I won't dox myself, but hopefully you guys enjoyed this week's episode. I'll try to come back at you again real soon. But for now, enjoy this what is it called? What is it called? What am I trying to tell you to enjoy? Oh yeah. This freaking lo-fi hip hop beat I made. I've been leaving these at the end of all the episodes. You can find these on the Act Fresh YouTube channel. We also got TikTok and all that stuff and Twitters and Instagrams. So visit us on all the social media at Act Fresh Studio there. And don't hesitate to leave me a like on the Facebook page for the 10 Man Podcast. Go ahead and feel free to share this, and hopefully you guys have a great day. Bye bye. Now you're dealing with the smooth operator.